Public transport is used every day by millions of people going to work, school, and many places they need to get to. But in the past decade, it's become a challenge due to violent, antisocial, and dangerous behavior. One of these behaviors is called train surfing, and another is vandalism through graffiti inside and outside the trains. New South Wales Transport Secretary Josh Murray explains how this can be a serious problem. He speaks to Racers Edge reporter Thomas Kutis.
Well, train surfing, or sometimes called buffer riding, look, all of these are just other fancy terms for trespass on the rail network and on our train services in particular. We have to remember that a train is a 400-ton unstoppable force when it's up and running on the network. So to try and tangle with this is not just incredibly dangerous for people stepping outside the bounds of our safe working practices on the railway, but it can cause massive delays across the network. And importantly, for our 14,000 strong rail workforce, it causes real trauma and anxiety about how they go about doing their jobs and delivering frontline services to the people of New South Wales when they may be facing death or dismemberment by someone doing the wrong thing on the railways.
And I understand that most of these incidents occur on the older trains, such as the Silver Set trains, the inner city trains, which are due to be retired and scrapped pretty soon, and the Tangara trains. Is that correct?
Well, we've definitely seen an increase in the number of incidents, and not just on the heavy rail network, but also, unfortunately, on light rail, on Sydney's trams.
Oh, okay.
And even on buses. But yes, you're quite right. Our older train sets, in particular, what your listeners would know as the Silver Set train sets on Sydney trains. They're called the V sets and the K sets. They're both being retired, but they're 40 years old, these carriages. Mm. And they are, of course, using 40-year-old technology. So they are easier to break into, and we've seen a lot of that over recent times, usually filming for social media stunts. But what we've also seen, and people aren't as aware of, is that people have been grievously injured in doing stunts around trains. People have fallen from moving trains, they've been hit by trains, and they've suffered other very serious injuries. And there has been death on the network through misadventure over the years. And this is an incredibly dangerous stunt that is growing in terms of its awareness around what we do.
Is it correct to say that most of these are caused by teenagers and school children?
I wouldn't want to categorise who's doing it, but obviously we do see a connection with social media, and that's driven a rise in dangerous behaviour across society, not just buffer riding or trespassing on the tracks. But no post, no video, no likes are worth your life. So we're urging all of young people, your future is so much more important than a moment online. I'd rather have an uncomfortable conversation now around this issue than be planning a memorial tomorrow. We can't risk people's lives on the network like this.
Now, this has been a discussion. What preventative measures or technologies are being considered to reduce train surfing and even public awareness on the issue as well?
I think the first thing to say is that you are being watched and we will act. High-definition CCTV and AI detection tools are now live across our network. If you trespass or ride outside the carriage of the train, you will be identified. There are 13,500 cameras on the network and they're being monitored 24/7. We also have the Police Transport Command, and the law takes this extremely seriously because lives are at stake and delays for a million other passengers a day are also at stake. And we also have new technology coming on board on the new trains, but also you mentioned the Tangaras earlier. The Tangara trains, which were rolled out in the 1980s, are being retrofitted at the moment with new operating systems, new security, CCTV and other technology. So this will all help us fight against dangerous acts. But we have a very big network, a very open heavy rail network. It's not possible to watch every train and every section of track all of the time. So we're calling on people, if you know someone who's engaging in dangerous activity around the railways, please put your hand up. It's not worth their life. It's not worth the trauma for their family and friends. And it's certainly not worth it for our other million passengers a day who are just trying to get to work or school or hospital appointments or the like.
Let's go on to vandalism, which is another problem on the network too. Tell us how much of an impact it causes to operations as well as the maintenance costs. Must be very expensive.
Look, it's a big part of what we do. As I just said, we've got an open network and we run 3,200 services every day. So trying to keep those trains moving, trying to ensure that all of our trains are ready for service very early in the morning, operating through till very late at night across 850 kilometres of suburban track. To do that and then try and manage vandalism, graffiti, criminal damage to trains or track is an intense part of what we do. And we saw that even just in the last month where we had a criminal act where cable was cut in the Blue Mountains in the attempt, we believe, of looking for copper cable. But of course it was a fiber optic cable. It didn't contain any copper. So the people that did that act not only shut down rail services in that region for the best part of a day, but they got away completely without anything of value. So just criminal damage causing very difficult running circumstances on our network and putting themselves very much in the eye line of the police. We have seen a number of arrests lately. We saw two people put before the courts with a large stash of items stolen from the railways. And when they face court, it will be alleged how much disruption that they've been able to cause because they have taken away from the safe and reliable running of our network.
And another issue which I've noticed on the network as well, more of an environmental issue really, is the way people pollute the trains by leaving their rubbish behind or not clean up after themselves. And even graffiti as well, defacing a train inside and outside. Is graffiti still a major issue? I know it was a big issue years ago.
Look, our teams work very hard to fight graffiti and to keep our trains clean. We have staff that work throughout the night to make sure that those trains are turned out in the best possible manner for the travelling public. And that's a really thankless task, just cleaning up rubbish, gum, graffiti, the elements that get left behind after a day's train travel. And our teams do a fantastic job. Let's not add to it.
Do you think there needs to be any partnerships with local councils or organisations like youth organisations to address this issue? Like, how can we make people understand that this is just not right?
It's a big part of how we approach the scenario. You're quite right. We do need to make sure that people are educated about how dangerous the scenario can be. We work with organisations like TrackSafe and others to educate the whole community about safety in the rail corridor. But really, we're saying this is a life or death decision that people need to be aware of. It's not harmless fun. Trains are incredibly dangerous pieces of vital community infrastructure, but treated wrongly, we will see death and dismemberment on the railways, and that strikes fear into the heart of everyone in transport while we're just trying to get people to their destination.
Josh Murray, New South Wales Transport Secretary, there speaking to Racer's Edge reporter Thomas Kutis and ending that report. While the school season is on the usual term,